I believe that the Church of the Living God is a powerful force for change. Amen? And I want to make sure that you and I understand God has called us to be change agents.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, my name is Mark Jobe, and the program that you're listening to is called Straight Talk. I'm a pastor in the city of Chicago. I've been pastoring for quite a few years in a church called New Life Community Church. We're a multi-site church that meets at locations in and around the city of Chicago. I have a deep burden to see this city transformed and each neighborhood experiencing the power and the presence of Jesus Christ. And it's my joy and privilege to be able to bring the Word of God to thousands of people, not only on Sundays, but also via the airwaves in the Chicagoland area. So many of you have been so supportive, so encouraging. I know some of you stay up late at night after your bedtime just to listen to this program. Some of you have told me that, and I know that. And I'm sure that I put some of you to sleep with this program. And if that helps you go to sleep, well, hey, God bless you and keep listening. But I just want to encourage you to pray for the city of Chicago and the outlying suburbs that we refer to as Chicagoland. I believe that Chicago is a pivotal city in the course of this nation. With almost 10 million people in greater Chicagoland, this has been a center of power and a center of spiritual influence and a center that persuades and influences the rest of the nation. I've been praying for years that God would do something extraordinary in this great city of ours. One of the things that God is doing is bringing together men and women that have a vision for church planting in the city of Chicago. I just came together with a group of men recently that are believing God to see literally hundreds of churches, 400 churches planted in the next few years throughout the city of Chicago and surrounding neighborhoods. These church planters will be from different groups and different denominations, but Christian people bringing the gospel witness to neighborhoods. So would you pray that God would open up doors all over the city of Chicago? Would you pray that churches would be planted, that the existing churches would be strengthened, and that God would move in this city so that we would not be known as a city of violence, but that we would be known as a city where God has moved and is moving in incredible ways. Let's get ready for today's message.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Straight Talk. We are glad you are here. Pastor Mark begins a new series tonight called Just Do Something. And our text will be found in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk called Just Sell Out.
One of the complaints that people have levied against the church in general is that oftentimes the Church of the Living God is not very good about action. And sometimes if we're not careful, the church turns into a teaching learning center rather than an action center. And I believe that the church needs to be both. It needs to be a place where we learn, but it also needs to be a place that mobilizes people to kingdom activity. Amen? For example, if you had a factory that was a cookie factory, and that cookie factory, its job was to make cookies. And you went and visited that factory and you asked, hey, how do you like this factory? People say, oh, we really like this factory. How do you like the machines? Oh, the machines are really good and we have a good history. And you say, well, how many cookies did you make last year? And they say, well, it's been a tough year. The machines have broken down a little bit. We've improved the lighting of the place. We waxed the floors. No. How many cookies did you make? And if they said, to be honest, we've made no cookies. And you were to say, hold on, I thought you're supposed to be a cookie making factory. How can you make no cookies? The board of directors would close it down. and say, you're supposed to be a factory that makes cookies. You're not making cookies. No matter how nice the light is and the machinery are, you're not doing your job, so we close you down. The Church of the Living God, Jesus gave us a commission. And that commission is in Matthew 28, 19, and 20. And he's called us to do much more than just make cookies. Oh, thank God. He's called us to make what? Disciples. Jesus said, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always unto the end of the world. What Jesus gave us as his commission is Jesus has called us to make disciples. Now let me explain what a disciple is so that we know if we're making it or not. A disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ. And so our job as a church is to make sure that people that do not know God come into a relationship with God, experience the power of the Holy Spirit that turns them around, begin to worship God, and their life is transformed by God's power. But it doesn't end there. That's our personal salvation. As we are saved and the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, it begins to affect the way we live. So it begins to affect our marriage. It begins to affect the way we raise children. It begins to affect the way we work. It begins to affect what kind of neighbor we are. It begins to affect the quality of our job. Why? Because now we have kingdom values inside of us. And as more and more people are transformed by the power of God, we start changing not only marriages, not only families. We start changing our environment so that our neighborhood improves, so that our block begins to change, so that our city is altered. Why? Through the power of God. I believe that the Church of the Living God is a powerful force for change. Amen? And I want to make sure that you and I understand that God has called us to be change agents. And I want to make sure that you understand, as you come to this place on Sunday morning, I'm teaching you the word, but I'm not only teaching you the word so that you can take notes and have more knowledge. I'm teaching you the word so that you can be equipped to go out there and make a difference in the world that God has called you to. So, with that in mind, we are jumping into a series called Just Do Something. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning, it says this, the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, we're looking at the first few chapters of Mark because there's four gospels in the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four gospels for those of you that are new to the Bible. They are found in the New Testament, at the beginning of the New Testament. The gospel is the story of Jesus. If you read the gospels, they talk about the life of Jesus. But they're written by four different authors from four different perspectives. These different authors emphasize different things because they had different personalities. Mark happened to be very action-oriented. So if you read the Gospel of Mark, it's all about what Christ was doing. It's all about doing something. His favorite word is immediately, and they immediately went and they did this. He doesn't mess around a lot in the beginning of Mark. John has a genealogy, describes the birth of Jesus, the Magi. Several of the Gospels, Matthew describes the manger scene. Mark doesn't. He says, this Gospel is about Jesus, and then he jumps right into the story. That was his personality. And that is what he emphasizes in the Gospel of Mark. In the beginning, the gospel about Jesus, and then he says in verse 2, it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one crying in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Verse 4, and so John came baptizing in the desert. The Gospel of Mark begins with a very interesting, controversial figure. His name was John the Baptizer. Now, John the Baptizer was a cousin of Jesus. If you remember when Mary, the mother of Jesus, was pregnant with Jesus, she came to meet Elizabeth, her relative, who was pregnant with John the Baptizer. And when she met Elizabeth, it says that John the Baptizer, this fetus in the womb of his mother, jumped. Those ladies of you that have been pregnant, have you ever felt your baby like spin or jump or make a strong movement? When Elizabeth's baby, John the Baptizer, was near the presence of Jesus, something stirred in his soul, and it says the baby within her jumped and he was full of the Holy Spirit. By the way, for those of you asking yourself whether a little child in a mother's womb is just a fetus, a massive tissue, or really a human being, let me tell you, fetuses don't get full of the Holy Spirit. Only human beings do. So remember, there's a lot of controversy over abortion and when life starts, and there are some people that are advocating late-term abortion, where they abort babies up until the right, until the very end, and they just basically say, well, it was just a mass of tissue until it's born. I believe that life starts at conception, amen? And that every child has a destiny of God, and that life is sacred, and that is not up to our power to take life or give life. That is the power of God. We believe in the sanctity of life. And if you're a woman here and you have experienced an abortion, I want to say that God's grace is upon you. God has the power to forgive. God has the power to heal. God has the power to heal your spirit, your soul, and your body. And I don't want you to feel judged or condemned over that, but I do want you to understand the severity of it. There's nothing that you can do about your past, but we believe that when a woman is pregnant with a child, that there are alternatives to abortion. And that the alternatives include adoption or other people that can care. And if you ever have a child, listen to me well, ladies, if there's ever someone in this congregation that gets pregnant or a teenager gets pregnant and you're considering abortion and you feel like you have no alternatives, please come and talk to me or one of the pastors and we will help you find an alternative for that baby. We will help make a way so that that child can be taken care of without abortion. Amen? I want you to understand that.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Just Sell Out. It's from our current series called Just Do Something. Stay tuned and I'll tell you how you can get a free copy of tonight's message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1. His message tonight is called Just Sell Out.
So the Bible says that John the Baptizer was called to make a way for Jesus. He says, I will send a messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Now both Jesus and his cousin John the Baptizer had grown up. They were in their early 30s by this time. And John had a calling upon his life, and John's calling was to make way for Jesus, to prepare the way for Jesus to come. And I started thinking about this for a while, and I started realizing that in a certain aspect, we are all way makers for God. That every single one of us in this auditorium, in a way, we have been called to make a path for Jesus. We have been called to be waymakers so that God can come into our setting and do something in the setting in which we live. Let me illustrate it this way. I went to school with a young man by the name of Dan Linz, and he became a pilot, an airplane pilot. And his job was to go into these jungle rough, remote areas and land a plane full of medical supplies and food and other things like that. And I remember sitting and talking with Dan and asking him, how did they land in the jungle? And he said, well, here's the challenge. He said that he flew in Indonesia mainly. And he said the challenge is that these remote areas have no landing strip. And so he had to motivate the residents of the village to cut down trees, to pull up stumps, to make a flat, long landing strip so that plane carrying all that cargo and medical supplies could land without crashing. He said, here's the problem. They need what we have. We have what they need. But unless someone makes a way, it will never get to them. In the same way, you and I are in a similar predicament. God has what they need. They need what God has. But someone has to make a way for what God has to land and connect with their need. Are you tracking with me today? Because this is important. John the Baptizer was called to make a way for Jesus the Messiah. And I want to talk to you this morning about waymakers. I believe you're called to make a way. Listen to me well this morning. I want you to look up at me. Listen, this auditorium is full of people with potential, talents, abilities, dreams, calls of God. This auditorium is full of individuals that has ability to affect and change their world. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter what education you've gotten or haven't gotten, no matter what your ethnicity may be or color of your skin may be, I believe that we are all uniquely gifted and talented to do something for God that impacts people's lives. The challenge is there's many people that have been sabotaged by lies, complexes, stereotypes, fears, doubts. And although you have potential to do something from God, for God, and potential to be used of God, many people are doing very little. Many people are sitting there bound, not being a waymaker because the lies and complexes have told you, you cannot do anything for God. You have to change. You're too old. You're too young. You don't know how to speak. You have too many faults. You don't have enough faith. You don't have enough knowledge or whatever it may be. My goal is to let you understand that God can use you even now. Oh, now I want to say that again. You say, oh, Pastor, well, I got issues. I want you to know God can use you even with your issues. Oh, yeah. Now notice what I didn't say. I didn't say that God doesn't want to deal with your issues, because God does. But I want you to know that God wants to use you even with your issues. That if you wait until your life is perfectly in place and in order and everything right before God uses you, most of us will be waiting all our life. But that God wants to use you even with your hang-ups, even with your issues, that God still can use you. God is not looking for perfect people to use. He's looking for committed people, people that are honest and saying, here I am, God. I know I have faults. I know you have to work on errors. But in the place that I'm at, please use me. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. So here's four things. So here's four things that every waymaker needs to keep in mind. Number one, if you're taking notes, write this down. How do waymakers prepare the way? Number one, they intentionally move into circles that need God. They intentionally move into relational circles where people need God. Now, John the Baptizer, and by the way, I call him Baptizer because I think it's a better translation of what he was called. We call him John the Baptist. And some people think, well, you know, I'm Methodist or Catholic, and he was Baptist. No. He wasn't part of a denomination. He baptized people, so they called him the baptizer. So he was John the baptizer dude, basically. And John was an interesting character because the Bible tells us, first of all, that he lived in the desert. No one lives in the desert unless they want to be away from people. Or unless you build a casino in, you know, Las Vegas. But most deserts are isolated places where people do not live. You go to the desert to get away from people. He didn't dress very fancy either. The Bible says that he dressed in camel hair. You thought wool was itchy? You know, I'm thinking camel hair was probably pretty uncomfortable and itchy at times. So he dressed in camel hair, and they said that his diet was locusts. That's right, locusts and honey. Now, I'm not sure if he dipped the locusts in the honey and ate it that way, or I'm not sure what kind of recipe he mixed the locusts and honey together. Regardless of how he mixed it, it still sounds pretty nasty to me. So here's a guy out in the desert, long hair, dressed in camel skin, sunburned from the desert living, a little locust leg hanging on his beard from lunch, telling people, and God says, I want to use you. Now, I kind of wonder, well, what's he doing in the desert? Well, in doing a little study on John the Baptizer, some scholars believe that John the Baptizer was a part of a desert community. During the time of John the Baptizer, there were several religious communities that lived in the desert. One of the communities was called the Essenes. You may have heard of them. They discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls in that community. And the Essenes, what they did is they formed small monastic communities whose members strictly observed the laws of Moses and the Sabbath. They held all their property in common. They withdrew from society. They avoided temple worship in Jerusalem. They supported themselves through manual labor. They usually was just a community of men that excluded women. And it's likely that the Dead Sea Scrolls were composed, copied, and collected there. They prayed, they sought God, they studied scripture, and they lived basically like monks would live in the 7th century. What drew John the Baptist out of his desert community into the middle of a bunch of people that needed God? You know what drove him? His calling to be a waymaker. You see, I'm convinced that you cannot be a waymaker for God if you are exclusively ingrown and clustered in only a Christian setting. Let me explain that. Some of you have been believers for a long time, so after several years of being believers, all your circle of friends are all Christians. You hang out with believers. You socialize with believers. Why? Because you have more in common with them. You like them. They like you. Your home group, church, your activities, you go to movies with them. You socialize with them. They become your close-knit circle of friends, which is great. You need believers. They're a good influence on your life. But let me tell you this. If you're not involved in any circle of people that don't know God, if you don't have friends and family members that you're associating with that don't know God, how in the world are you going to be a waymaker? You see, Jesus says we are in this world, not of this world, but it doesn't mean that we exclude ourselves and we get into a little circle and don't. No, no, no. God has called you to get into circles where there's a lot of people that are pagans, don't know God, don't love Jesus, don't even have a Bible, don't know anything about God, and God has planted many of us in places just like that. For what purpose? So that we can be waymakers. You see, some of you moved into your neighborhood, and you look around your block, this block, that block, this block over here, and you're bemoaning, oh, Pastor, there's no Christians anywhere close to my neighborhood. I mean, they're all diehard pagans, and the music's loud, and this and that, and none of them. I have not run into one single Christian in a 5-block radius from me. I think I'm going to move.
Well, that concludes the first half of Pastor Mark's message called Just Sell Out. Tune in tomorrow on Straight Talk for the second half of this message, which is part of Pastor Mark's new series called Just Do Something. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find other helpful tools to help you in your walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's book, called Unstuck, is also available for just $10 plus shipping. If you're looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. Well, that's it for us on Straight Talk tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. Please do come back tomorrow as Pastor Mark continues his message, Just Sell Out. Have a great night, and God bless.